We are back for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and that school bell tells us it's time for us to take our seats and begin our class. We've been studying an old Sunday school lesson in this school that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 21st, 1927, about a promise God made to David. You see, David wanted to build the temple in Jerusalem, but God said, "No. No, David, I don't want you to do that, but I will raise up your son after you, and he shall build that temple. And there's going to be a greater son to come that would raise up that spiritual temple made of those living stones. That's Christ, and that's his church, and that's where Christ now reigns as king." Well, these things were looking forward to that. And David realized that the promise God made to him was greater than simply any earthly thing. And God praised Jehovah, and we're going to read about this praise in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, beginning in verse 16 and down through verse 27. Now, we'll get there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn to our Bible and read David's words of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to Jehovah. It says in 1 Chronicles 17 in verse 16, "Then David the king went in and sat before Jehovah, and he said, 'Who am I, O Jehovah God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? And this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, but thou hast spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of man of high degree, O Jehovah God. What can David say yet more unto thee concerning the honor which is done to thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant, O Jehovah, for thy servant's sake, according to thine own heart hast thou wrought all this greatness to make known all these great things. O Jehovah, there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that God that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem unto himself for a people, to make a name by great and terrible things, and driving out the nations from before thy people, whom thou redeemest out of Egypt? For thy people Israel, didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Jehovah, becamest their God. And now, O Jehovah, let the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast spoken. And let thy name be established and magnified forever, saying, Jehovah of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and the house of David thy servant is established before thee. For thou, my God, hast revealed to thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. Therefore hast thy servant found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Jehovah, thou art God, and hast promised this good thing unto thy servant. And now it hath pleased thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, Jehovah, hast blessed, and it is blessed forever." That brings us to the end of that Sunday school lesson. And now we're going to read a Sunday school lesson from the text of 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 through 10 and verse 13. The title of this is Nathan Leads David to repentance. This is where we're going to find where David commits a grievous sin. In 2 Samuel 12, verse 1 through 10, we read, "And Jehovah sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb which he had brought to nourish up. And he grew it up together with him and with his children, and it did eat of his own morsel, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and it was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take one of his own flock and of his own herd to dress it for the wayfaring man that was come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As Jehovah liveth, the man that has done this is worthy to die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. And thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and gave thee thy master's house, and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and I gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if it had been too little, I would have added unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the word of Jehovah to do that which is evil in his sight? Thou hast smitten Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife." 2 Samuel 12:13. "And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against Jehovah. And Nathan said unto David, Jehovah hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." We read in the 51st Psalm, "A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 103. The subscription says, "A Psalm of David." Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfiest thy desire with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Jehovah executeth righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his doings to the children of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward them that fear him. As far as east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." to such as keep his covenant, and those that remember his precepts to do them. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless ye Jehovah, ye his angels that are mighty in strength that fulfill his word. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of him that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, all ye his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Now, looking at their Sunday school lesson, it's one Elam prepared, E.A. Elam, prepared for the Sunday schools of August the 28th, 1927. And here we have some helps and hints for the teacher. The facts leading to this lesson begin with David's sins in taking Uriah's wife and having Uriah killed. Psalm 51 is said to be a confession by David of the sins recorded in this lesson and a prayer for forgiveness. Psalm 32 is a thanksgiving for forgiveness. And Paul quotes from this psalm as one of David's. Now we read about Nathan in this story. Nathan was a prophet, courageous and faithful. We first meet with him when David expressed desire to him of his purpose to build the temple. On the night after David expressed this purpose, God appeared to Nathan in a vision and revealed his further will concerning the temple and the way to build it. Nathan was then sent to make known God's will to David. This present lesson shows other works that Nathan did. He and Zadok later anointed Solomon to be king. I find it interesting that David named one of his sons Nathan, and I wonder if he did not maybe name that son Nathan in honor of Nathan the prophet. It is necessary to know what were David's sins, and it's helpful to learn what led to them, that others may avoid them, and hence we're going to study these in chapter 11. Now, in these old Sunday school notes, Elam asked this question. Does leisure lead to temptation? You know it can. While Joab continued the war against the Ammonites and during the siege of Reba, David tarried at Jerusalem. While this may have been right, yet when Joab had conquered the city, he urged David to go out and take it, lest he, Joab, should take it and it should be called by his name. Did David's leisure, luxury, unbroken prosperity, and continued victories have anything to do with his falling into temptation? Perhaps it could have. We're told to let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Leisure and prosperous ease are now dangerous to the poor as well as to others, and it is a curse. Let me read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. It says, "It came to pass at the return of the year, and at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Reba. But David tarried at Jerusalem. And it came to pass at eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, 'Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?' And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned to her house, and the woman conceived. And she sent and told David, and said, 'I am with child.'" David's leisure, and then David's look. It wasn't wrong for him to see her bathing. It was wrong for him to look upon her, and that look led him into sin.